So the 2024 audit report is very much like previous audit reports, which capture the structural corruption of the Second Republic. It captures the massive non-compliance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, with the Public Finance Management Act, with our debt contraction laws, the Public Debt Management Act, with Treasury instructions. So it's evidence, it's exhibit of the massive malfeasance, the massive non-compliance with the law that this regime has been carrying out basically in the last 10 years. The first thing that is most concerning is the failure of the regime to respect a budget that is passed by Parliament. Parliament yearly passes the budget, but through a creature called the unallocated reserve, and this is a euphemism for basically rampant over expenditure, a separate parallel budget unapproved by Parliament is then created by Treasury to fund ministries, to fund expenditure, rendering the process of Parliament of literally not sleeping, debating in order to pass a budget, rendering that whole process a farce. So if you look at the 2024 budget, you start with 2022. 2022, there was over expenditure of 624%. 624%. In 2023, there was over expenditure of 254 percent. In the 2024 budget, they try, even the audit report tries to obfuscate, but when you do your mathematics, the over expenditure is well over 500%. How do they do this? They do this simply by printing money. They do this by parallel funding of the budget through treasury bills. So treasury bills have become a major instrument of attacking the credibility and legitimacy of the budget. If you look